We are back from recess. We have a appointment at 3:45 with Mr. Willis.
Yes.
First one we've got is the one at 169 Meadowbrook Lane. Just so you know that the it is being recorded and is also broadcast via the internet. So if you want to go ahead and step up here to the podium with the microphone there, and we'll go ahead and get started. Give us just a second. We'll actually, Wesley's pulling up kind of everything that was submitted to us. And
Brandon, could I throw in some comments?
Yeah, just one second. Are you ready? Chuck, go ahead.
In looking at these two properties just a bit ago, the home, as we talked about earlier, we've tried to set a site value, and in this one, we did that. It's been reassessed, and it was placed at $8,000. Instead of putting the rest of the land, in this case it's like 17 acres, on as regular ag, which is like $158 an acre, they put it on at $1,000 an acre, which brings up the 16,920 you see up there in the ag.
Okay.
Which it should be like 2676 is what we've done other places in the county, where you've got a parcel of land that's bigger than the 5 or 8 acres or something. We put the site value on it, in this case $8,000, which goes with the house.
Right.
And then the rest of it would be regular ag land. In this case it was 16.9 acres.
So you're saying the 16,920 should actually be what?
$2,676. Yeah.
So you're asking for us to go ahead and lower the 16,920.
And I didn't know whether to interrupt Mr. Willis, but anyway, in looking at it here just a few minutes ago, and we made the same error in, I think, four homes around that area, so I may come back to you on those others as well.
Did you say 2676?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and... do you have the the information he presented to us? What's he asking for?
I didn't see that he had an opinion of value. I'll be quiet and let you take it from there.
Go ahead and go back to the history if you don't care. Thank you, Chuck. So if we lower the 65, excuse me. If we take that out, what does it give us as the...
I've got 87.
Well, we're already at that. We're taking 87,915 minus 16,920. Puts it at 70,995. Sir, go ahead.
Pull up a map of it first. I want to see where, because we're looking at 8,000 on the.
This is Rex Aslan's project, Danny. Go over the, if I'm not mistaken, go over the covered bridge off of Goodnight Hollow.
Goodnight Hollow, Meadowbrook.
We need to move to zoom in or anything?
You might. Let's see.
I don't know that you're going to catch any other homes or anything right there close, are you?
Yeah, yeah, right across the street. There's about four or five. There's some stuff developing there.
That one there, I looked at it and we did the same thing. Instead of just having a site value and the rest of it is ag, I think it was even kind of developed as a equestrian type of place originally. And again, that's what we've done pretty much throughout the county, so it's just an error in the way we put that ag land on. Can you blow up the picture of the house there any, Wes? May not be able to on Beacon. Probably not.
Don't look like it. No, if they won't change the house, that picture won't. And it doesn't show up on the report.
I can run and get you a picture if you're interested.
Not at this point. I'm not all of these guys.
Go ahead. Okay. Where do we start?
So he has you assessed at 59,000. Go ahead, Wesley. Are you, where are we at? So he's got you assessed currently for the residential at $59,963. Your residential land at $8,000. For a total of residential $67,963. Agricultural land at $16,920. Agricultural land you actually pay a different percentage on, so that actually lowers your taxes even if the value is the same or higher, because it's a different percentage. But he's saying, before we even started, he was saying to lower the agricultural part of it down to $26,76, not the $16,920.
Okay, which would bring the liability down to what?
$70,000 and change, I believe.
Which would make a difference in price of?
From $84,883 of assessed value down to $70,995, I think that's right, in assessed value. Actual out-of-pocket, we don't know until we know what all the levies and all the different things are.
So it's still being the yearly taxes would be equivalent to, you don't know?
We can get it close. Do you guys have an idea, Wesley?
Do you understand why we can't give it to you?
So the levies are set by ambulance district, school district, mm-hmm. Health department.
Health department.
Now you're in the OTC.
Fire.
Okay.
Yeah, Western Tampa County Fire.
Ambulance.
Yeah, I said ambulance. So anyway, so they're set. They set their levies and their percentages based on. And now with that, they can't change it too much because they've got the Hancock Amendment they have to go by. So there's a lot more to it than just, you know. But without knowing those exact percentages, we can't give you an exact out-of-pocket.
But what was the percentage that they went up, that from what they were last year to what they were this year, and which, my question is it agricultural, commercial, and residential, all three went up, or was it just agricultural?
I'll let Chuck answer that because he's the assessor. I believe it was reassessed and then also was given increases by percentages, but I'll let Chuck answer that one.
The ag went up, as you're thinking, about 5% across the board. All ag land went up 5%. That was state mandated. Then the parcels that we had reassessed, which this was one of them, got what we call a new index, which is about a 10% increase. So your structure, we've got about a 10% increase in your, I don't know what the land was, actually the, we didn't have a separate ag. Oh, so let me see if I can add that up. So you probably went up about $10,000 in value of your overall, in assessed value, appraised value, not assessed value.
Here's the part I don't understand about that, and you have to just bear with me and educate me a little bit on it, is, and we know, all of us know, in the years past, you know, if we go back to the year 2000 and we come up to the present day, you know, we experienced in 2008 a crash in the markets. At that point, you were going up to a crash in 2008. Just a little bit prior to that, our values were going up. We saw that. All of us know that. But then in 2008, what happened? Our values all started going down, but yet these values up here still stayed the same as far as our taxation. So instead of coming down along with it, we're still talking about a disposable income, and that being pulled out of the economy for a lot of people is a big problem. And that's why I got concerned, as I saw this going up. And then, of course, we have 20 people that work for us, and we hear the complaints as well. But which makes sense, instead of because they went up as a percentage, 5% on agriculture, and would they go up on commercial about the same?
More.
Or 10?
More, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm suffering with that too on the next one. So I guess basically in a nutshell what we're saying, or I'm saying here, is that our incomes, okay, the disposable income that we have to pay these taxes is not there like it was prior to 2008 and so on. And this is one thing that really kind of bothered me. You know, it's we've had this property since 2006, 5, somewhere in there, in that neighborhood. And granted, Missouri is one of the less expensive places for taxes, yet we also make less money in this state as well compared. But as these taxes can keep going up, but yet, you know, when we look at where this tax dollar goes, I still just don't quite get a grip on it with the reason of the increase, and I know that's mandated down from the state level. So when Mr. Fennell and I talked back a year ago, this property here was a barn at one time that we actually converted into living quarters. So it's not a traditional style type of house in the construction of it. Metal on the outside, wood frame on the inside, and the value is not like some of the surrounding. So it is difficult to get the value of that piece of property. What it would cost to build it today, of course, is probably equivalent to what you have it listed at. What it was, it was it 59?
Yeah, I believe so.
59.9. I tried to get an appraiser to come out. They were 3 weeks behind in getting out, and then I got this a month ago, so I couldn't find an appraiser that could come out and appraise this. And my feeling of that is that even these numbers here, I would think the property is probably valued more than that, which brings to mind, that's kind of cutting my nose off to spite my face here, that, you know, it's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors here of real true values. I mean, when are we going to get to a real true value situation here of really making these figures what they really need to be? Because it's just continually bogging down our entire system where this is concerned. I'm not just the only one. I know I've got 15 minutes, and that time is 1 minute from being up. I would like to just go ahead and close this, if we could, and where I could move on to the other piece of property, because that's the one that really concerns me the most.
And we'll give you as much time as you need, so don't worry about that. Well, within reason. I don't want to be here till 8 o'clock tonight. But Wesley, real quick, can you pull up the changes? If we change the 16920 down to 2676, can you give me the new assessed value? Well, leave the residence at the whatever it was at, 59. Well, it'll be 67,963. 67,963. Okay, and then the agriculture at 2676. So your new assessed value would actually be $13,234. Go ahead and clear out of that. If we go ahead and just do what Mr. Pennell asks or suggested or recommended, and right now your assessed value is a 14,940. So you're already going an assessed value of 14,940. Subtract the 13,234. So a difference of $1,706. Again, that's an assessed value. His school district and everything, what do you think that roughly is? He should be in Branson School District.
Mm-hmm. Is he in the city?
No, he's not in city limits.
I'd say about $3.50.
$3.50?
Take that amount, divide it by 100, and then multiply it by 350.
Well, you want the whole levy, though, don't you, Brandon?
Well, that's 13,234, isn't it? Yeah, the whole levy.
It'd be about $5.
Okay. Because, yeah, don't forget the OTC pass, so now you get to pay that tax as well.
It might be closer to $5.50.
OTC is the college?
Yes, and that was put on the ballot, and it was voted in. It's put
on
the ballot by the Branson School Board.
Let me ask you a question here. You know, this money goes to the schools mainly and the fire to take care of people that all of this tax money goes to take care of people that are in our county and the schools and the fire districts and so on. We need that. Now, this is, and again, I'm just a citizen and a businessman in this community. The schools continually build because they get more and more students, right? Is that right?
That's their reasoning.
I mean, I've
looked at the numbers, and they do increase in the...
Okay.
And which should increase the number of taxes that are brought into this area.
Not if they're living in hotel rooms by the week.
Exactly what I'm getting at. So, you know, somehow or another, we've got to find a way. It's a nationwide problem. It's not just locally here. But I know because I have two of my kin that work on the border, and 4,300 come across the border a day in Yuma, Arizona, and get dispersed throughout this country on buses. I've seen them. A lot are coming to this area, and it is not fair to the people that are paying taxes, that own property, that are getting beat down, you know, with this type of situation. And again, you know, it's only, you know, if it's $1,000, it's $1,000. It's still almost $100 a month taken out of the incomes of families, you know. So is there any way to get a grip on that where y'all are concerned because y'all are the leaders of the county?
Sir, and I don't mean to, this is the Board of Equalization.
Okay.
We're not the leaders of the county. Now, the county commission is, but our hands are tied in a lot of different issues. So, and again, so you're addressing us as a Board of Equalization, not as a county commission.
Okay. So I was looking at the nameplates there. And
I understand that. We happen to be on the Board of Equalization.
Okay.
But again, this board specifically is under statutes to deal with taxes and equalizing taxes.
I'm sorry, my bad.
No. You're fine. Because I guarantee you 100% that you're not going to get any disagreement from any of us up here. There's nothing we can do about that in this setting. So I appreciate your opinions. I probably agree with your opinions, but that's not what we can take up right now. We have to stick to the agenda. The agenda is taxes.
I am going to address one thing that he mentioned, and that's the schools and why your school taxes are high. You voted on it.
Well,
they vote on
the district voted on it.
The district votes on it, but I'm saying it's voted on by the people every time there's an increase in your taxes.
The frustrating thing is because there's a lot of flack caught. The school board members, good or bad, I'm not saying that. Nationwide, statewide, because, you know, those are the ones that set your taxes and your levies on property tax. So it's important to know who's on your school boards. It's important to know who's on your ambulance boards. It's important to know who's on your Western or your Eastern or your Central fire boards. That's why it's important for people to get involved in these boards or know who they're supporting for these boards. Because otherwise, you're right. Taxes, they change, they fluctuate. There's nothing. The county commission rolls back tax every year to zero and has since 1982. Danny, is it 1982?
Yeah.
So we don't have a levy. We operate solely on sales tax. We have the benefit of that simply because of, you know, Branson, Ridgedale, Hollister, Forsyth, you know, the towns that provide a lot of the sales tax for our community, for Taney County. So we're very fortunate in those. On the flip side, we have to provide medical services, fire services, all those types of things for a town as if, or for a county as if it had 300,000 people in it at any given time when we only have 50. So there's some trade-offs.
Yeah.
But again, we're here strictly as
Board of
Equalization. But real quick, so if you take your previous value of assessed value of 12,380, divide that by 100, and multiply that by $5.50, you're looking at $680.90. That's what your taxes probably were last year that you paid. Might have been a little less just because of the OTC tax. Your new taxes using those same numbers out of pocket would be $727.87. So that your actual impact out of pocket because of the increase was $46.97.
Okay.
I understand it's still an increase. I understand your frustration. I just let you know that's real numbers. That's about what it is. About a $47 increase.
Okay. That's fine.
So my question to you is do you want us to look at a different value, or do you want us just to go ahead and take the assessor's recommendation and lowering the agricultural property from 16920 down to 2676?
Before you say anything, I want to tell you that you made a statement a while ago about the appraiser coming out and it being higher. Mm-hmm. So I would take that into consideration. I would leave things alone if I was you, if you really think that. Because we operate off a lot of appraisals from, Chuck has an appraiser on staff, but we have a lot of people come in here and they request that we look at their taxes whenever actually they'd be better off to keep it where it's at instead of having us look at it and have to increase it.
I know, and that's the reason I was saying that the smoke and mirrors here, you know, is it the percentage that's too high, which is what I would say yes, that they would take and adjust. If we actually would use real figures, really use real figures, and the state would, and this is out of your hands, I know that, but the state would use a real number to live with, then every time that we needed to get an appraisal, whether when it would go up and when it would go down, because there's so much of a drastic difference there that on the way over here, I'm driving, I'm saying, you know, it's $300 or it's $1,000 on the building. So what?
Staffing prevents that thing from happening, what you're wanting to say on our local level. You know, we only have so many dollars that's given to the assessor from the state to do the job.
Right.
So I guess to cut through the chase, we understand what you're saying, but what I'm trying to tell you is if you want us to proceed with what we're doing here, whether you ask us about the value, if you want us to get in depth, it may go up on you instead of going down like we're talking about. So,
well, I'm here because I definitely want it to go back down.
Right.
You know.
So I'm just going to ask you again, do you want us to take the recommendation of the assessor and lower your agricultural from 16920 down to 2676 and then not mess with any of the value of the home, or do you want to also talk to us about the value of the home?
I'd take the property, of course.
And we can look at both. I'm not trying to push you one way or the other. I'm just asking you what you want us to look at.
I think
Did we understand you right? You think, the way Danny understood you, was that you felt like the home was probably worth more than what we've got it on for? Do you have a sense, or?
If you don't want to answer that, you don't have
you
to.
Don't have to, yeah.
If I replace it today, which I build, so, I mean, yeah, it's,
except
I
could do
it for probably $45,000. I mean, it's not a...
Oh, so you think you can get less.
But it's, to put it on the open market and sell it for somebody to buy retail, you know, they would sell for more, I think. But that's why I was saying that to go up dramatically, you know, 5 or 10%, I'm surprised that there's not a lot of people sitting in here.
The issue is, and we may have talked about this a year ago, but we found that many of our values are way low, to kind of what you said earlier.
Yeah.
And our my responsibility, and actually the board's as well, is to get fair market value. So this index that hit you came from that effort to try to get closer to fair market value. So that's our job. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So to follow Danny's point, if you feel like it's at market value, then you may want to leave well enough alone. But that's, as I
would,
said,
I would leave well enough alone.
That's your decision to make.
You know, it's my dollars represent my time, my labor I spend doing something. My slavery.
Saving an appraisal as well. So,
yeah.
You know, if you haven't
Well,
that,
that
money.
Was going to cost me $300 to get an appraisal, so right. That's why I was saying.
Gentlemen,
you know,
we
is
have
it
a,
really worth the fight? But
we have
if it's
a motion.
10 years from now and it's going up that much, you know, every 3 or 4 years, yeah, it's worth the fight. But it's a rock where I live. I don't know what I can have agricultural on it other than farming rocks. And I.
That's a state.
Yeah.
They classify it. It doesn't make any difference if you've got a tree or a rock or anything that you can sell. It's agricultural. But I'm going to make a motion that we accept the assessor's recommendation, and that's lowering of the property and leaving the other alone.
Lowering of the property, the agricultural, from 16920 down to 2676?
That's right.
We have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to lower the taxes on BOE number 2015-33, the value for the agricultural land, from 16920 down to 2676. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And then your next one is property, Patriot Properties Investments.
Yes. And I got to tell you, from the very start on this property, I was up in the air about it. This is it's a commercial piece of property. It was a piece of property that was purchased from a foreclosure. The guy that was there before us couldn't make a go of it. So the property has gone up dramatically on this one. This is my real gripe.
Can you look up the history for me, Wesley?
According to what you've got there, you must have had some. Did you have improvements in the prior years?
Improvements?
Interior,
exterior?
New construction is what they call it. Would be in any form of
new
construction?
From my understanding, is this building had burned at one time. It's the old jelly factory up on Highway 65 across from Ozark Shooters, the metal building. It used to be the, what was that? Stonegate's the winery there.
Nah.
Yes, it was a metal building.
Yeah.
When we purchased this building, the bank said this is what it's being foreclosed on. There was some added money to that foreclosure. If we wanted it, here's what we could get it at, and the bank would give us the financing on the property. In doing so, I thought we paid more for the property than we needed to. They had their own appraiser come out, of course, and they appraise it. Of course, that is exactly what happened in 2008, is banks loaned more money on properties than what they were worth, and we paid for it in 2008, and we're still paying. So that would help.
You paid $42,800?
Sir?
Did you say you paid $42,800?
No.
Well, they said you paid $42,800. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
My question, the reason I relayed that is because you can see a steady increase in the valuation. You see it there?
Well, but 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 were the same.
And then you got it broke. You got it broke down when 2014.
So it went up in 14 and then went up again in 15.
Yeah, it went up 50.
So, Chuck, do you know why it went up?
Yeah, I think I do.
That's what I'm looking at.
On our notes here, they did not have, there's a front porch on it. They didn't have it on their calculation. Didn't have it measured up. And so they measured that porch. And
yeah, but see, that's one of the complaints I have there, because that porch being put onto that metal building, it's at the very most about a $12,000 add-on, even right now.
I mean, it's not a $48,000 add-on?
Yeah, it's not even that much. I mean, it's I built steel construction, and yeah, that's...
You did add a porch?
No, I didn't add the porch on
there. So the porch was already there?
It was already there. It just
wasn't
they
on.
They missed it. They
yeah.
didn't have it on the...
They being the...
appraisers.
Okay.
Yeah, and see, the other thing is...
I'm just making sure it wasn't something that they weren't... Okay.
My understanding on this building was that when we purchased it in the foreclosure, that the individual that had it before we did had a lot of other money borrowed against it. So in order to clear that debt up, we bought this, having that debt included on it, and we bought it. So the bank was in a pinch. It was the fastest closing, guys, I tell you, I ever went through in my life. 15 days, it was done, if you can believe that, which makes me wonder, you know. But I'm just saying, these prices, they can make it happen if they want to, right? So, you know, we bought it with all of this attached to it, and little beknowing in the taxes it was going to create, because I got concerned. I started looking at property around this piece of property. And that's when I came here and to Mr. Purnell. I showed him what we were dealing with, and you know, from the asphalt driveway to that has a lot of potholes in it that I'm scared to death to fix, because I don't know if I'm going to be charged anymore for it.
Yeah, you don't want to do any improvements.
Yeah, and I darn sure don't want to throw any fruit trees around the front out there or anything like that.
You're penalized for making your place look bad.
Yeah, so. We do cut the grass, and we've got grass up there growing. And I thought about turning the horses out on it, but anyway.
That could be agriculture.
This is our neighbors. If you look on the property just behind this one, now consider I've got an acre here and then a building that's 100 foot long by 50 foot.
You're talking about this property?
Yeah, that piece of property there has a way lesser value on it than it's... 55,930, is that what you've got reported there? And it's got 13.2 acres. If you go across the street, the highway there, and go over to the Ozark Shooters Club, you're looking at 331, and they only have 45 acres of property, and they've got several buildings out there. I mean, the property is worth far more than mine. And they've got it at lesser value. And it's, you know, we're looking at 40, I'm looking at 4,752. Of course, that's got fees and interest on it. Of course, my, you know, when I get mad about something, the only way I got to vote is with my dollars. And so that's why this thing gets accrued $856 in fees and interest.
Because we got it set up. You haven't paid it?
No, I haven't paid it. And, I mean, I could pay it today.
That's,
I could have paid it the day I did it.
That I understand.
But,
like
you
said earlier, don't cut off your nose, spite your face.
Yeah.
I understand. I don't. Trust me. I'm just as bad.
Yeah.
I'm just as bad. So I understand. But just
we're talking about $4,000 a year now, mm-hmm. from 30, what was it, the previous year, 32?
How many acres is that left on, Randy?
One.
1.12.
That's the difference. You can't use those other two examples that you got there. They're comparables because yours is a commercial rate and theirs is, those are just all ag.
So you've got a chapel that sits behind it that I know cost, if you've been in the place, I mean, it's a lot more money to build that construction than it is what I've got. So,
well, and I don't disagree. Now, they do have, the shooting, those are shooters?
Yeah.
Is commercial at 43,560.
But it's not all the acreage that he's talking about.
What's that now? No.
No.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they have.
Yeah, they've got it split off, too. Oh, what I'm trying to figure out is...
We just need to figure out what we can...
If we can help you on it, we will, but I'm trying to figure out... as I looked at it, why did it get to the 50,000 increase, and that's more than
what
our index of any or anything.
Well, that's also more than what any front porch. I mean, I don't know what the front porch is. Is it an enclosed? Is it just an awning? Is it a what is
it? It's just a lean-to, like off a barn.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not even.
And it sticks out 10 feet.
Yeah, and it's 12,000.
50 foot long by 10 foot.
What they do on those is that when they add that to that, Brandon, it's a mistake. But it's like an add-on. It's
they take the whole enclosed square footage.
Right, right.
It's not enclosed square
footage. That's what I'm asking. Yeah. The front porch isn't even enclosed. It's literally a porch.
Yeah, it's just a lean-to.
But it figures into the square footage as a separate, and you got $12,000. That can't be right, Chuck. Assessed? Isn't that what it said?
Well, I'm looking at...
I'm showing a $48,000 difference.
The old value on the old program was 227, and the new value is 264. So about half of it is the calculation, and the other half of it's probably the index.
So why did the commercial land go from 12,000? Why did the commercial land double from 12,000 to 24,000? That's a 50% increase on land value.
So I said, I guess there's a mistake somewhere there, Brandon.
There was a mistake there.
Okay, so what do we want to do? We want to leave it back
at reduce it to 12,000. When I pull up the land, you don't see it there, but they've got the land value on here twice. They have it as acreage and they have it as square feet. So I would highly recommend you reduce the land 12,000.
Well, you give us a recommendation then, because I...
Well, that's
we know there's something wrong, and we just need to get it straightened out for this gentleman.
This one here is, to me, is just, it's really out there. I mean, it's...
So you're wanting to go less than the 238,063?
I need to get that. You know, I got 20 employees at that building. Y'all are killing me.
Don't fight on the principle. Fight on the value.
Okay.
So do you feel that it's worth less than $238,063?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have to prove to us why? Whether it be through appraisals, whether it be through... Yeah. We have to have information given to us as what to go on. We can't just go, that's a good number.
But even if you go by the standard that you're using now, the surrounding properties are still lower than mine, and they have much more square footages, you know, and the building type construction.
You're trying to throw common sense into the government. You can't do that.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said you're trying to throw common sense into the government. You just can't do that.
I'm common sense.
Let's look at the map real quick. I'm looking at it. Do you know that you're trying to get your neighbor's property raised?
No.
Do they know that?
No, I'm on their side.
I'm kidding. So they have an auditorium of 2,340 square foot. And it has right behind them right there to the...
Yeah, I think they paid around $800 a year.
So theirs is Commercial is $154,489 for 2,340 square foot built in 2000.
How much is that a square foot?
I don't know.
They have a total of 4,000 square feet.
See, I'm showing 2,340 square foot. I'm showing you have 5,000 square foot, so double the size, for less than half of what they're appraised at.
But mine's not the Taj Mahal.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
You're looking at different classification as far as...
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
building versus a brick-and-mortar building.
Okay. Yeah, so then that would go back to the assessor as far as... See, what we're given, you've got different classifications, you've got different valuations, whether it be residential, commercial, agricultural. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that we can look at
based
on
that. He's got the rating. What's the rating on the building? Yeah. That's what where we need to go.
I mean, they even have more asphalt than I do back there than...
Well, that doesn't.
You know? Don't you charge for asphalt and things like that?
In commercial, yeah.
All right. So I've often wondered if it would pay if I just dug my stuff up and put gravel out there. It might even look better.
FYI, and I don't like this, but their value went from 121 in 14 to 174 in 15.
Their value being the one behind them?
The neighbor.
The neighbor?
Just a second, I'll tell you.
If you don't like it, why'd you do it?
Well, I didn't actually do it. I'm responsible for it. But,
employees.
The neighbor's building is an E minus. That's
E
what
minus,
you're asking,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get this metal building part of it satisfied.
But.
What's his rated at?
It is. An E minus as well. Let me be sure that carried over right. Yes, sir. They're both E minus.
What's the lowest level you can get to?
F.
I don't know if you want an F structure.
We're talking about the grade on this, so everybody's.
A grade from F to A. Well, you can have an S for superior, but.
They've already got you kind of at the lowest.
The only thing, and we looked at it in our break, besides his residential, Kenny looked at this, and there's on the porch, there's some adjustment that could be done on that, and also the depreciation could be dropped about 4% as well.
So how much will it take off on the porch?
It isn't going to get to where Mr. Willis wants to go.
So, where are you wanting to get to?
Here.
Well, because we have, normally on, like, even if you look on the first page of the information you're supposed to fill out, there is a section that says reason for appeal and opinion of market value as of January 1st. So what is your opinion of market value?
I have no idea.
I see.
Here's what we can do. We can figure out, and Chuck's going to make some adjustments. I mean, I can see him working in his head that he's going to make some adjustments for you. But it's not going to reach what you want to.
We don't even know what you want to.
It'll be our recommendation to us. Whatever we do, you still have the option of going to the state tax commission. If you think it's too high and too outrageous to begin with, you can appeal to them. They come down here. It doesn't cost you anything. They come down here, all it does is for you to come in and make your presentation to them to get it lower if they do that. But you also stand the risk of it going higher.
Going up. And I would have evidence. I would have an appraisal.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
If that's what you're
And I would be better prepared for that. You know, but again, like we're saying, it would cut our nose off to spite our face in some cases.
Well, you know, if you get an appraisal and comes back at $1 million, you know not to take it to state tax commission.
Yeah.
If you get an appraisal and comes back at $72,000, maybe. You know, but real quick, like I said, what is your opinion of the market value? What do you want us to try to get it to?
Market value? That building's probably...
That building and that 1.212 acres sitting where it's sitting, what do you think the market value of that is?
Did you hear this?
160,
And you got how many square feet, Brandon?
5,000 square foot.
That's what I figured.
It's just a metal building? Is there any interior?
Yeah, you see. It's dressed out on the inside.
It used to be a restaurant, didn't it?
Took it out.
Didn't it used to be a restaurant?
It was a restaurant, a pretty fancy dining area.
No, it's not. It's not a restaurant.
It used to be.
And we took all of that out.
Okay.
It's not a. Does that mean it's more? If it's a restaurant?
No, no, no. I was just asking if it was finished out on the inside. I was just asking what the.
It's an office building. I mean, it's. You know. It's a. We got 20 employees in there, so it's.
Yeah. How long have you had it? Because 3-4 years ago, I went to a New Year's Eve.
We've had it since 2012 or 13. We've had it 3. We've had it 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, and before we could ever even move in it, I mean, we had to put a load of money in the place.
Right.
Which increased the value.
Functional. Huh?
So, which increased the value?
Yeah, but we're not going to say that.
Please understand.
But
I'm
I couldn't
not,
get it for it today.
I'm not disagreeing with anything
was,
you say. So
I know,
please,
but it was, to make, it was just to make our us comfortable and our style.
And yeah, I understand.
Personal property tax would be different. Or, it's still listed as a restaurant here.
Is it really?
Yep.
I saw that on there and I was like,
is
I wonder.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not a restaurant. It wouldn't. They won't ever be.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. If, with it being labeled as restaurant, that doesn't have anything to do with the value of it.
And Kenny corrected me. There were some other structures on your neighbor. The chapel part's a C, not an E minus. There was a small.
So they do have the. They've got the chapel at a higher rating than your building already.
Correct. Set. Correct. Yeah. There's a utility building. Is what I saw in the E minus.
I think the main thing is it's half the size, less than half the size. Of your building.
With all things considered, give us a price to work with.
Chuck, what did you say you wanted to take off the?
I mean, we'll.
You said you wanted to take off the. We need to take off $12,000 because of the land.
We could do that, and we could adjust the porch.
And then what's
Kenny's.
The porch?
Do you remember? Did you have, was it like $10,000 or something?
Yeah, just change it from a 0.5 to a 0.2.
Okay, on the neighbors over there, he's got an office and auditorium, but he doesn't have a drive on there, the asphalt.
Yeah, it's on there.
Is it? It wasn't on mine. That's why when I ran it off.
We're never going to get where you're wanting it. So
well,
what?
We're still at 36,217 difference from commercial structure.
I'm sure to get down to where we can afford this. I mean, it's either. You know, here's what I have to look up at. As a business person,
I know.
I've got to go up on the price of whatever we sell, and just it's going to be filtered down. It's just much more difficult to do that in today's society.
Now, here's sort of what I'm saying to you. With what we've got here, we can't ever get where you want to be, but we need a number from the assessor so that we can either say yes or no. And if you don't like it, then you go to the State Tax Commission, and you have that opportunity to really try to get it lowered at that point, because we can't do anything other than what we have to work with, and we can't get as low as what you want.
Yeah. I would say 160, 65, somewhere in that neighborhood, you know, from the building.
Square
that would,
how much is that square foot?
Well, $170,000 is $34 a square foot.
$134 a square foot?
No, $34 a square foot makes it
$170,000. Yeah, I was going to say that's $130 way out.
Finished out.
Realistically, a finished about metal building, and you said you do construction. I'm going to guess in the $65 to $70 a square foot range.
Guess.
And then that's new, so 2004. So you should be able to factor in $60 to $65 a square foot. Do you agree with that?
What does that put it in? That's 5,000 times 10,000.
That's $325,000. So we probably want to.
What do y'all have it listed at? That's what I'm saying. The real numbers. Where the real? I know what it's. Why? I know what.
I know. But you,
this
again,
thing just doesn't make sense, guys.
We're at 292,702. If we get rid of the 12,000 for the. Assuming a computer error of some kind on that. Chuck, did you not say earlier, correct me if I'm wrong, did you not say earlier that if somebody were to call into BOE, you've automatically gotten rid of the increase? Did you say that?
No, I don't.
What was said? Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about?
You mean the...
Earlier today, I thought you said a couple times that if somebody called into BOE, it was automatically lowered.
No, no.
Those issues where... like just the gentleman before us, it was $700,000+, and whenever he got here, it was already lowered down to $463,000. And you said, well, if they called in, it's automatically lowered.
The those cases that had BOEs, if they had a BOE like in 13,
if they already had a previous BOE, not if they called in for this year.
Right, a previous BOE value, we retained that previous BOE value.
And it does have BOE history.
This one does?
It does.
Let's see what the BOE history is.
Well,
it was to deny it. Oh, it got lumped into a final decision at the end of the summer. Okay.
Yeah, but we don't have anything on it, do you?
Do you have any minutes on what was discussed
last
summer?
What year is that?
2009.
Okay, you can look back down on the history and we'll see what it was, and it was denied to change it. There's several ways to look at this. I mean, we're looking at the metal building structure. We're looking at the...
238,359.
Yeah, and see, it was denied at that time to lower it.
What do you guys want to do? Chuck, you're saying get rid of $12,000 because it was double charged. And what other recommendation do you have for the front porch? Do you have $30,000 front porch?
I think Kenny's going to give us a number here.
Okay, thank you, Kenny. Make it a good one because they seem like nice people.
I'll try.
Yeah, yes, definitely. He's doing the porch and taking the depreciation down where it ought to be.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Now, the porch, I think you heard, Kenny, is a lean-to. It's not even a enclosed.
I've seen pictures of it. Okay. Just like I've heard everybody else's.
He's hard to get ahead of. I mean, you can try. But... experience is a valuable teacher, you know.
It is.
We used to have so many that were similar that we worked with that we would take like a metal building and we'd take a finished product or just rough metal building and we'd take the cost of construction, the depreciation, that's where we come up with the number. On this building, and I don't see the history here, but it was like it was $250,000 when Ken Barth had that thing. Owned that thing at one time.
Did he build it?
No, he come through a bank foreclosure.
Well, it's been foreclosed on a bunch, like you said.
Yeah,
well, this is way past this point. I mean, we're not talking about it's not on the screen when he owned it. And it was $250,000 building at that time.
Yeah. Well, Branson's lost a ton of business.
I know.
Matter of fact, I've got all the sales tax reports right here. I can show you the decrease.
I know.
Sales tax has gone up.
I know. I know that now.
It's just...
But what I'm saying is we to protect ourselves as a board, we have to understand that it costs so much to build that building. And if it's $34 that you wanted it at, or realistically it cost anywhere from $60 to $75 a square foot to build it, then we need to figure that in per square foot. And then take off all this other stuff to try to help you out. But we got to come up with a number that we can be satisfied with, that we're treating everybody else fairly.
Sure.
Not only you, but everybody else. And so that's the number that we're hoping that they give us so we can vote on it. And I don't want to keep running this number into the ground, but whenever we get the number, then you get the opportunity to go to the State Tax Commission and try to convince them to lower it from that number. Because they more...
You don't really put me in the lines, Dan, huh?
I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
So, if you lower the value, he still has the ability to go to the state tax.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to like it because we'd lower it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so you can always go on. Only if you withdraw is when you can't go on.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of figuring over there, Kenny.
He keeps coming up with a higher number.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure the $60 a square foot. I'm trying to go down to 55, and still yet you come up with a bigger number than what you've got.
We're only at $43.83 right now.
Yeah. And it's more than this?
No, that's what this is.
See, if we go any higher, then you can't build it for $43.
Yeah, see, I'm still at $400 a month after I own the building and all that. It's just, you know,
$400.
I got to find out where
I'm going to get that. When you say $400 a month, what do you mean? What do you mean you're $400 a month?
Well, just roughly if you divide the amount that the tax is.
So, no, no, no. By 12. You're $93,660. Oh, it probably is around a $4,000 a month tax bill, or a year. $4,000 to $6,000 a month tax bill. So you're 90, 60.
And now I'm looking.
Rent.
No, it doesn't pay to own anything.
No, no, it doesn't. I mean, I've thought about that for years.
Not because see the working ones are paying for all the ones that aren't working.
Again, you're not going to get
the board.
You're not getting. That's not even the commission.
No, I don't know if it's just a. You know, it's a scratch-in-your-head kind of problem that we all got to try to fix somehow. Because we're heading down a real bad road.
The crazy thing is then our hands are tied to do anything because of the legislature and because of everything else. So, they've taken all the control from the local level, a lot of it.
And then, if I was doing this, I'd say $50 a square foot minus whatever he can take off of it on depreciation and the porch. I'd take the porch completely off of the thing, but I'd take the $50 a square foot, everything that you can get below that. Now, if it comes up to more than the 238, then I would settle on the 238 number and let you take it to the state tax commission. That's where I'm at. I'm just wanting to help you reach that point that you go to them and you can't. All your resources have been spent.
Yeah.
At that point.
Without actually having an appraisal to go off of, to where a certified appraiser says this is what it's worth.
And that's what we'd take.
And we would take that. We don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Could you go to the MLS and pull what surrounding properties have sold for?
No. We don't have access to MLS.
If I could get access to that and be able to pull what properties have sold for and then how many properties are foreclosed on, do they do foreclosure properties too?
No.
A foreclosure, no, because that's not an arm's length transaction. So it has to be willing buyer, willing seller.
See, that's a problem right there because what got them into the situation was poor financials. So
what got us into a lot of situations, banks, government saying, hey, everybody should own a house. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae says, oh, yeah, let's give them the money.
120% of what
they make. They make $20,000 a year, and you're going to give them a $400,000 house.
Yeah.
With nothing down. And we're going to give you money at closing. That's
Kenny, is your number?
Yeah, it's all in trouble.
Is your number anywhere too close to 238, or is it below that?
I'm getting there.
You know, Kenny, I kind of want to go home tonight.
Don't rush him.
If I had my good calculator.
Oh, blame on the calculator. Here. What about that one?
No, I got it here. Thank you.
Try to offer you a calculator.
I'm hurrying.
I got three little kids at home. I almost said two. I got three little kids at home waiting on me. Pregnant wife. Slaving all day, making dinner.
Flooded house.
A flooded house. Poor woman down there.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And none of this is made up.
You You're the youngest one up there now.
I am the youngest one up here.
And you're Brandon Williams?
I am Brandon Williams. Is that a good thing or a bad
thing?
Western District.
Is that my district?
It is not. I believe Mr. Strahan over there is going to be yours.
You are?
I'm your commissioner.
You know, the wisdom of the commission before us decided to redraw the lines because of population. When they redrew the lines, they, instead of going, you know, eastern, western, they went ahead and made like a little, almost like the state of Oklahoma. Kind of got like a little panhandle out there.
Yes. State law. We didn't have a thing to do with it. We had to, we could choose on that. We could choose which how we wanted to draw the lines, but we had to draw the lines within, I think it was 80 to 100 residents.
Is that, was it really that, it got down to
that close? Yes.
I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that's what it was. I know the statute required.
And so we come across where it used to be on 160 across. We dropped, had to drop it all the way down to Tri-Lakes Ford.
Down to the high road. So everything north of the high road, but then it goes down 65 over to the road just north of the Ford dealership. What is that? Not Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Is it Jefferson? Mm-hmm. So everything north is eastern, and then to the lake east is eastern, and then so pretty much Branson, Hollister, Ridgedale is western.
All based off population.
So if you ever have a complaint... There's your man right
that's
there.
That's the man. That's the one I was looking at.
That's the one.
Yeah, like he's trying to help me.
Sounded like it.
Yeah.
Are you Republican or Democrat?
Oh, don't use that Democrat word around me.
Oh. Now, there might be some in the courthouse that are Democrats that run as Republicans.
Yeah.
Is everybody Republican? Or?
I just said there might be some people in the courthouse that run as Republicans because they can't win as a Democrat.
Well, I don't think we have much of a choice, though.
Oh, that's a typical Democrat that'll run as Republican, don't you think?
Well,
I mean, a Republican would never run as a Democrat.
No.
They got too many morals. Their integrity's too high. Yeah. I'd say everybody in here is probably pretty concerned with this.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out.
But the most conservative people that ever lived was the old Democrat. The old Democrat.
Yeah, it's kind of switched, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well.
244,572 after all.
244,572. Can we go ahead and just give him back down to 244,485 since how that was his appraised value last time? 572.
Now what? What are you wanting? Let's leave it as it is. Make a motion to it's the 244 to set it at 2013 value.
2014 value.
And then that gives you the opportunity to go on. We don't like the way, even us, we don't like the way it turned out, but that's the way the figures read. And that's the reason I wanted the number.
Okay.
So, Danny, your motion is to take BOE number 2015-34 to the 2014
levels of $244,485.
That's interesting. You didn't know that.
It's an $87 difference from what they just said. Is that okay with you, Chuck? Chuck, is that okay with you? It's an $87 difference.
You're bald. Kenny didn't have an idea where he was coming up. Just running the numbers.
So you got pretty close to 2014 numbers. Okay.
We
have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to set the BOE number 2015-34 to the 2014 value of $244,485. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I hate that for you, but that's just the way it turned out.
No, I understand. I know it's got to go higher. So, you know,
I'll tell him about, you'll get a letter and all that stuff.
Yeah, I was waiting on you guys to get done.
Okay.
We're good. So you'll receive a letter in the mail saying what we just did, and there will also be instructions on there. If you don't like it, you can take it to the State Tax Commission. Again, Danny already explained that to you. They'll actually come down here. So if you do want to take it further, you're more than welcome to.
I think it needs to go even further. You know what?
You do have one other recourse, and that's the circuit court.
And say then after that, then you can, will they technically be suing us? Suing the assessor?
No, it's a, I forget what process it is. It's just in the state statutes. That
so there is some other, you know, nothing's done until the judge says.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Off, are we off?
No, sir, we're not.
No, we're off.
Give us just a second and we'll. Any other business for the day? There's none here. Do we need to go back and look at any of them? Are we going to?
No, let's just go ahead and recess or whatever you're going to do.
Let's go ahead and recess until tomorrow morning at the time of. Anything canceled, Wes?
Not that I know of.
9 o'clock.
Kick us off over, so. I'm talking mean to us now.